And greatness is achieved with perseverance, particularly in friction with mainstream trends. And civic disobedience ought to always be justifiable by our quest to follow up our own nature. And all we have to aim for is a life without formalities, but our own personal ones to enrich ourselves and as a reflex others. And natural solitude is not social isolation, but the possibility of expanding the whole of ourselves to the cosmos. And our main slavery is the obsession to be in control of things that could potentially grow their own autonomy. And like intellectual birds, we shall consciously select the berries we eat and subconsciously disseminate their seeds. And it is in the rapture of our worldly comfort that we find the necessary vitality to sustain our spiritual comfort. And in cultivating our introversion, we only need the corner of a garden, while in unleashing our extroversion, the whole world is not sufficient. And adhering to our intuition, more or less where we will end up, is the place most suited for our own nature. And we are most keen to think of conspiracy, yet most of them are created by our own suspicion. And we always set out to find what we have already found, and only our boldness to go out of the conventional schemes will lead us to novelty. And what we need is time to be exposed to our nature and the ability to be surprised by it. And at the origins of our depression is the accessibility and the regulation that the establishment imposes on the channels in which life can flow. And by imposing to others, we will eventually be opposed, and only imposing to ourselves, we can inspire others. And making our initial idea that of others will always have an initial success that will never be long-lasting. And we can seek the wisest of guidance, and yet only from within us we will find the way. And it takes a person's whole history to have a taste of human history. And as we become players in the social game, we no longer fight for truth, but to get our opinion across. And the more societies develop, the more they require powerhouses to control it, and the more revolutions are required to clear the injustice. And the most reasonable thing to do is not to reason with the unreasonable other. And the key for an immortal life is to personally take care of the potential for new lives. And every force has its main motor, and we ought to understand that before we welcome it or avoid it. And at last, being obsessed about spirituality is the only way that rescues us from all the worldly dangerous obsessions. And in all our remoteness, we shall only allow a path through the wilderness. And the master is who found the way to be content and can inspire others to find their own ways without imposing his own. And when the social network prevails, to be sober means to fully abstain from it. And only slowly and never too rapidly we can grow ancient. And we just have to digest all the worldly injustices and keep on building our shell for the ultimate flight. And if we can truly develop our intellectual autonomy, we cannot truly take seriously any form of establishment. And one comes to the realization that without traumas, one cannot make the significance of time. And monopolies are in the end created and maintained by the petty humans adhering to it in the fear of being excluded. And the more we get into our life commitment, the more it's powerful to be communicated, and the more it is dangerous to get attacked. And as we get from the beginning enforced into narrow frameworks, our enlightenment lies into gradually make meaning of the natural void left all around it. And by branding ourselves exclusive, we'll end up including or excluding anyone that is not officially branded, respectively so. And only after we have to start all over again, we can feel that we could have been done with it. And paradoxically, turmoil can be generated from the friction of two very steady systems coming to collide with one another. And we either waste most of our resources to keep up with the fashion and be accepted, or accept that the human content we invest in may only rise up in the moment of a fashion crisis. And only in the winter of our age, our choice to be at the higher margins of human civilization will rescue us from its smog. And in the moment we even slightly seek to be honored, we interrupt the fragile link with our poetic nature. And we can step over others by simply neglecting the frameworks in which they became so powerful. And the very narrative making up the morality of the conformists is always replayed by them with the non-conformist being the victim. While at first we try to escape the establishment altogether, at last we learn to live in its shadow. And with all the many disadvantages, there's always the advantage that away from the outcome of our passion, we can in fact live. And the only way to avoid the effects of industrialization is to be humanly industrial. And in order to fully commit to our nature, we have to learn to invest in its extreme opposite polarities. And if in all our ideals we come to clash with our patriarchs, it's just because our charisma is just the same. And not only prophets come from outside, but also dictators, and it is hard to distinguish them. And by removing one branch, the problem is not resolved immediately, as all other branches will have to rebalance themselves accordingly. And for those with noble aspirations, the biggest tragedy is to be caught within a bourgeois environment. As we get rid of our sheep, the time we will be shepherds with cows will be only temporary. and the effort of the resistance can only emerge after the collapse of the regime. It resists, and we must devote ourselves to our natural responsibilities, knowing that those undertaking any national responsibility will step over us. And all the most serious histories start as the most light-hearted game. And the great mistake would be to think of the going back to nature as a collective event, not an individual one. And at every crisis, the small ones will always be subdued in favor of the big ones. And if they only find the resources, only the exploited ones will have the gravity to say something meaningful. And humans become only the puppets of more or less unhuman catastrophic events. And we ought to learn to ignore all the bad deeds of others against the good intention of following our own nature. And we want people's pity for events only surrounding us but never really touching us. Catastrophes occur when the paranoia of the bourgeois is extended beyond the cityscape onto nature itself.